Advocates for the Bonneville Salt Flats received some welcome attention for their cause on Thursday. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
One of the first pieces of legislation Governor Gary Herbert signed this year is a resolution urging the Federal Bureau of Land Management to restore the Bonneville Flats International Speedway in Utah's West Desert. Louise Noeth is an author, photographer, and spokesman for the advocacy group Save the Salt.
We want to make sure that up front everybody understands that this is more than just for racing. This is a national treasure for everyone to enjoy.
Speedweek events have been canceled for 2 years in a row. Racers contend the salt crust is shrinking and thinning from potash mining. They blame BLM mismanagement. But the agency and scientists say the problem's more complex than mining, racing, geography, or weather alone. Either way, Noeth says she's happy to see the high-level attention the salt flats are getting, even if there's no teeth in the resolution or funding.
Essentially what the land speed racing community got was a love letter from the people and the leadership and the administration of the state of Utah.
Noeth says the group wants to find a way to retire idle potash leases. Her group sees that as the best way to start reversing the ruin of the iconic and awe-inspiring resource. Judy Faze, KUER News.